I went to school from all I was about six, and then I left school when I was about 12 years and a half old. And I went to work. I went out in the mill, steaming in the mill. And I weighed 142 pounds. So I went in the mill steaming, and that fall I was in the mill when the teacher mailed me my report card saying I'd passed from grade 8 into grade 9. So I only got grade 8 education, and I had to leave home and go to work. So I worked from that time right up until now. This last 10 years I retired, but I had to work all my life, and I didn't have a chance to go to college, or I didn't have a chance to go to school to get high school education, because my father was working in the lumbering woods in the winter and in the mills in the summer, and he was only getting about $18 and $20 a month to feed us 10 kids, and we all had to work. And before we got a team of oxen home, we was just kids. We had to put the garden all in the hand, and we had to carry the hay in, mow the hay and cut that and carry that in on pole in the hand. We had to go way down in the pasture about, oh, not quite a half a mile, a quarter of a mile, a little better. Every night after school, in the fall and winter time and spring, we'd have to go down the pasture and we'd have to cut wood and carry it up on our back. And that's to last mother the next day till we get home that night. And in the summertime, when it's vacation time, well, we'd go down in the pasture when we didn't have any other work. We'd go down the pasture and we'd cut wood and pile it up there. Well, then when fall come, we had some piled ahead. Why, we'd go to work on Saturdays when school was on. We'd take Saturday and we'd go down after we got our chores and things done. We'd go down and carry wood up all day. Well, we'd have enough what we'd carry up all day. There were two older brothers and I. We'd have enough wood to last just till about, oh, maybe Tuesday. Well, then Tuesday night we'd come home. We'd have to do our chores first, and then we'd have to take the lantern. It'd be dark in the winter time. We'd have to take the lantern and go down in the woods. And we'd have to carry that wood up on our back. We'd have to make, oh, maybe, I'd say about 10 trips apiece. We could carry two little gray birch about 8 feet long and maybe 2 or 3 inches through. We'd put them on his shoulder and carry him up the house. So we kept going that way until we'd growed up a pair of steers. And after we grew up these pair of steers so they was big enough to put in the neck yoke, well, we made a pair of bobsleds and we broke these little steers in the neck yoke. And my second brother, he'd go to work and he'd take these steers down and we'd load maybe full 5, 6, 7 of these little great birch trees on the bobsleds and he'd haul them up the house through the snow. And my brother and I, we'd be chopping some organ and we'd work until maybe 7, 8 o'clock that night. It was dark and we'd have the lantern and we'd get enough up maybe on a Saturday to run us again for Tuesday or Wednesday. Well, then Tuesday night or Wednesday night, we'd take the steers again, and we'd go down and haul more wood. And that's the way we kept the wood going until we got vacation time. Well, when vacation time came the next year, the steers were big enough to haul wood on the wagon. So whenever we got a spare a day or half a day or night after supper, we'd go down and cut the wood and haul it up in the yard. And then we could keep wood enough ahead so Mother didn't have to burn green wood. We'd have her wood dry. She could burn dry wood. But I had to work from the time we was little kids, so I'd say 5, 6 years old, right up until I left home. And all the work we could get was just 5 or 10 cents a day. And we had the meadows to cut. We cut about, oh, maybe 30 ton of hay. We had 2 meadows back in the woods. We had to walk about 1.5 miles in the woods and mow these big meadows. Well, the meadow was so soft that you couldn't get the pair of oxen on them because they'd go down in the mud and they'd get stuck and get marred and you couldn't get them out. So we had to build great big haystacks out in the meadow. Or we'd build maybe 5 or 6 big stacks. And the big stacks would look like a great big stack of hay. And we'd build them and then down to put the meadow where the brook went through, we'd put the dam in when we was done. And that would flow the meadow up the top of the grass. And in the winter time, when the ice made on the meadow and it got good and hard so it would hold the oxen, we'd take the oxen back and the sleds and the hay racks on the sleds, and we'd go back and we'd haul that meadow hay home and put it in the barn, and that kept the young cattle going until the next spring.